Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering today, Thursday, March 30. Young teen denied bail after being charged over a string of crimes. Queensland Police given new search powers and State Parliament expects to arrive in Cairns in May. A 14-year-old boy has been denied bail after being charged over a string of crimes, including robbery and a break-in Tuesday. Police say a trio of teenage boys broke into a Parramatta Park home on March 27, waking a resident and demanding money, then stealing a mobile phone. The boy arrested Tuesday was charged with 23 offences, with police saying he's linked to multiple offences in the Cairns region over the past week, including robbery, stealing, trespass, unlicensed driving, amongst others. His bail was denied and he's due to appear in the Cairns Children's Court. In other news, Queensland Police could be given tough new search powers under proposed new laws. They'll allow officers to use medical detection wands to search people for weapons at night precincts, on public transport and in vehicles. Called Jack's Law, it was sparked by the stabbing death of Gold Coast teenager Jack Beasley in 2019. But Rebecca Fogarty from the Queensland Law Society has some reservations.
One of the concerns of the society has been the random application of police power. Police should still have a cause before they subject a person to a process that they may not be able to consent to.
Cairns Regional Council says it'll take every opportunity to secure government funding when State Parliament comes to Cairns in May. Council's seeking funding for three strategic initiatives and four community projects, including new community centres, leisure trails and playgrounds, as well as defence strategy, skills and workforce training. Mayor Bob Banning says it provides an opportunity for our local community to engage directly with state leaders and politicians on the issues, challenges and opportunities facing our region. Let's take a look at some sport now. Former under-20s Maroons player Brendan Elliott has been named to replace the Cowboys' Murray Taulagi for round 5 against the Bulldogs. Elliott will play on the left wing outside Valentine Holmes after Taulagi suffered a knee injury last week. Holmes says training went well and he feels comfortable to have Elliott Shredder playing next to him.
Brendan Elliott's on the left wing next to me, so you know, I feel very comfortable with him out there. He's obviously a pretty experienced player. Played at a few clubs. You know, I remember playing with him in 20s in the Origin, so had a few good memories with Shredder, so yeah, looking forward to playing alongside him again.
The Northern Pride will clash with the Townsville Blackhawks in the rivalry round of the Host Plus Cup this weekend, playing for the Ken Frost Holmes Cup. Despite the Pride suffering a big loss to the CQ Cabras in round 3, losing 4 points to 24, fullback Julian Christian says the boys are feeling good.
Our boys, we're moving in the right direction and it's a good feel around the club, so can't wait.
Pride will be hosting Townsville at Barlow Park, with the academy teams playing from 11 a.m. and A grade kicking off at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.